This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN's top aid official in Ukraine on Friday issued an urgent appeal for guarantees from Russia and affiliated forces to allow humanitarians to deliver absolutely necessary relief items across the contact line. Speaking from Kharkiv in northeast Ukraine, where shelling has intensified in the last week, UN resident coordinator Denise Brown said that the UN was constantly negotiating for access up and down the line that divides those fighting the war in the south and east. Mrs. Brown also said that she had no way of confirming what relief items, if anything, Russia had reportedly sent to non-government-controlled areas.
We have to help people wherever they are, and I'm hopeful that the Russian Federation will provide the security guarantees that we require to go across. That's all we want to do. Provide insulin to the hospitals. Provide blankets. Provide mattresses. Fuel if we can. Repair windows and doors. It's not complicated.
The UN aid coordinator also warned that winter is fast approaching in Ukraine and that she did not believe that vulnerable communities in the east and south had what they needed to survive. Many elderly people are living in damaged houses, and the lack of access to gas or electricity in large parts of the east could be a matter of life or death if people could not heat their homes, Mrs. Brown said in a statement. Further indications have emerged that life-threatening drought in the Horn of Africa will likely continue for a fifth year and impact millions of people, the UN World Meteorological Organization WMO said on Friday. The warning came after a long-range forecast for October to December issued at the Greater Horn of Africa Seasonal Climate Outlook Forum indicated high chances of drier-than-average conditions across most parts of the region. WMO spokesperson Claire Nullis told journalists in Geneva that in the past, the October to December rainy season usually contributed up to 70% of annual rainfall in equatorial parts of the Horn of Africa, particularly eastern Kenya. But this weather model shows with a high degree of confidence that a fifth consecutive failed rainy season in the Horn of Africa is underway. This has contributed to what WMO has called an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe developing in Ethiopia, Kenya and Somalia, which are expected to receive significantly below normal rainfall totals from now until the end of the year. Sri Lanka's economic crisis has become so bad that families are now regularly skipping meals and one in two youngsters needs emergency assistance. The alert from UN Children's Fund UNICEF on Friday comes as Sri Lanka continues to suffer its worst financial slump since independence in 1948. Staple foods have become unaffordable, warned UNICEF's regional director for South Asia, George Laria Ajay, who pointed out that severe acute malnutrition in Sri Lanka was among the highest in the region before the current crisis. Mounting economic pressure has resulted in increasing abuse, exploitation and violence against children. An increasing number of impoverished families have had no option but to put their children into institutional care, the UN agency said. If the dire economic situation continues, hard-earned progress for children in Sri Lanka is at risk of being reversed and in some cases erased permanently, UNICEF warned. Katie Dartford, UN News.